Let's now round up the political news. We're going to need a big lasso. President Trump is spending Thanksgiving at Mar-a-Lago, and he was up early tweeting about the ongoing Navy search and rescue mission in the Pacific, the stock market, working meetings he'll be having in Florida. But first, at 5:25 a.m., a round of name-calling with LeVar Ball, the father of the UCLA basketball player who was detained in China for shoplifting. The president tweeting, "It was me, not the State Department, who got Ball's son out of jail."
And then yesterday, after a week of silence on the matter, the president broke with other Republican leaders when he backed Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, who's accused of sexual misconduct against teenagers. Let's bring in our political analyst. Bob Schrum is a Democratic strategist. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And Paris Denard, a Republican strategist. Hey, Paris, welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
Let's start with these tweets. Calling LeVar Ball an ungrateful fool and a poor man's Don King without the hair. CNN's Chris Cizilla called it shocking, even from Trump, and revealing for its racial dog whistling. Bob, maybe this is a new bar from the president, but what do Democrats do about the fact that it doesn't seem to matter?
I don't think there's anything Democrats can do about his tweeting. He's going to tweet. I think a lot of Republicans wish he wouldn't. Many of them say it privately. Some have said it publicly. Look, I know it's a base mobilization strategy. It's a way for him to keep the people who are deeply loyal to him. But it does limit his capacity to ever expand that base. And we forget that in 2016, he basically drew to an inside straight in three states. In Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan. Changed 38,000 votes, he's not president. So if he's thinking about 2020, he can't depend on drawing an inside straight. He does need to expand that base. And one way I think he could do it is by acting more like a president.
Well, Paris, I want to ask you about that because maybe it does affect even the base. The conservative Neil Cavuto, we've talked to you about the tweeting before, Paris, and now you have Neil Cavuto on Fox saying the president's tweets yesterday, not just about LeVar Ball, but also Arizona Republican Jeff Flake, who was caught off mic saying the GOP is toast if it becomes the party of Trump and Roy Moore. So the president tweets out about them, and Cavuto asks, at what point does the president see such remarks don't even border on being human? Let's listen to a little more of Cavuto.
Pick your fights, because neither of these seems worth the fuss. You wanted a thank you, you got it. You wanted a reason to go after a senator you hate, you pounced on it. But last time I checked, you are the president of the United States. Why don't you act like it?
And Paris, you went on to say you can kiss the tax plan goodbye. Is the president jeopardizing the real agenda here?
No, he's not. Quite simply put, when you look at the fact that Alaska's senator came out and said, who was a holdout, who said, you know what, I think I'm going to support this latest Obamacare mandate repeal that's within the tax plan.
Lisa Murkowski. Yeah.
Lisa Murkowski. This is, again, after a series of tweets. So, I mean, listen, the American people know who Donald Trump is. They know what they were getting when they voted for him. And he tweets. This is a different medium for him. And I don't see, you know, the allegation that this is some type of a dog whistle. This is some type of racist. This has nothing to do with race. The president always responds in kind when somebody comes for him. And
he just
responded.
But that's what you
and if
tell
you don't
your...
like it, that's fine.
Okay, but
that's
what
the
you...
way that this president deals with his critics.
I'm sorry, Paris, we've had this conversation before, but that's what you tell your five-year-olds not to do, to respond in kind.
Well, you know what? I think it's, you know, sort of offensive that you try to insinuate that the president is a five-year-old, but I think the president is a 71-year-old.
I don't think she insinuated that. I don't think
well,
that's
fair. Well, I was being polite. I was being polite.
She didn't insinuate that. What she said was you tell your five-year-olds not to do this. You tell your 10-year-olds as they're growing up not to do this.
Well, I don't have a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old, but I would tell them.
The presidency,
no,
and
it
frankly,
does not.
It limits his appeal, which is fine with me.
Well, there you go.
Well, you got enough problems on the DNC side to worry about.
Well, we'll get to those.
Purcell
we'll get to those.
And
we'll get to
all
those.
The rest of them.
We will get to those, but let's talk about another.
That's called a shift. You don't want to argue the point.
All right, well,
no,
look.
I'll argue. No, let's go back to the point. The point is what I would tell my son or tell my children, 5 or 10 years old, is that you should stand up for yourself. You should fight back. And I'm appreciative of the fact that this president actually went out on a limb, has a good relationship with the Chinese president to actually get those boys out of the Chinese jail. Because I tell you, if they were actually innocent and in a Chinese jail, that would be a horrible thing for them
to
endure.
He was doing his job. He's supposed to do that job. All presidents do that job, but they don't tweet like crazy.
All right, look, this is a really good conversation, but we do want to cover some other territory. So let's talk about something that, frankly, is probably just as incendiary. The president yesterday talking about Roy Moore and the allegations by women who this month came forward to accuse him of sexual misconduct with them when they were as young as 14 years old.
Roy Moore denies it. That's all I can say. He denies it. And by the way, he totally denies it. Go ahead.
Trump also said, we don't need a liberal Democrat elected in Alabama. In Paris, a lot of people are saying that it sounds like the president would rather elect someone accused of accosting teenagers than a Democrat.
One thing we know about President Trump is that he doesn't mince words. He doesn't bite his tongue. If he wanted to endorse Roy Moore, he would have done so from the beginning. But let's be clear. Let the record reflect. He was a supporter, both in Twitter and in campaign events down in Alabama, of Luther Strange. So that is whom he wanted from the beginning in there. And if you go back and actually read the transcript of what that exchange was about, the president never endorsed Roy Moore. All he did was point to the fact that he said Roy Moore denies it.
Look,
and
Bob,
then he went on and talked about his stance on what this all means to, about women and all these revelations or means towards women. And he said some very good things and positive things that the president should say about women and what this all of this harassment claims coming out means to them.
Well, look, this goes back to the same thing that people are saying about the president's comments with LeVar Ball, that there are dog whistles here. Neither he or Kellyanne Conway, Bob Schrum, weigh in on this. Neither he or Kellyanne have directly said, you know, vote for Roy Moore. They're not saying that. But they're saying vote for Roy Moore by saying don't vote for the Democrat, aren't they?
Yes. And look, a lot of Republicans have sent a very clear signal that they can't support this guy. They can't abide him. The weight of the evidence is so overwhelming. I mean, you have local police who say they were told to watch him at football games because he would approach cheerleaders, people who were stationed at malls to keep him away from talking to teenagers. So but what they're saying, what the president's saying and what Kellyanne Conway is saying, in effect, is vote for this guy. I find it an appalling choice. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would be totally opposed to voting for this person if he was a Democrat.
Well, in Paris, by the way, I think the former head of the Ethics Committee said that she maybe, Kellyanne Conway, should be investigated for that because that was electioneering in front of the White House.
Listen, I think to insinuate that Kellyanne Conway has not been outspoken from the very beginning about all of these allegations and how horrible she finds them is absurd. She's on the record.
But she didn't say that. She said she used the White House to make a political statement,
right,
which is illegal.
Look,
what I'm saying is to insinuate that Kellyanne Conway had by any means supports the allegations that Roy Moore has been lobbied against is just false. She has been unequivocal in her position about supporting the fight against these types of allegations. She's been very clear.
I agree. The fight against these types of allegations, that's what she does, in effect, when she sends a signal to people that they should vote for Roy Moore. And she does it in front of the White House, which is illegal.
This is the problem.
This is a little bit of minutia, too, folks. I mean,
it's
a little bit of minutia. I mean,
you can find whatever you want to find if you want to have a political agenda. And that is what this is about. At the end of the day, this is about politics. They're not going to come out and say, vote for the Democrat. Because you know what? This is a political campaign. And I haven't seen a lot of Democrats on the other side come out and say that about John Conyers or about President Bill Clinton.
We're going to go to John Conyers
Clinton
right now.
When he was Attorney General, Governor, and President. You all stood behind that president.
She said, don't vote for the Democrat.
Let's talk about John Conyers. Talk about Al Franken.
It's about basic
morality. Talk about Bob Menendez.
Folks,
I don't hear you calling for them to resign. I don't hear you call those things.
First of all,
it's going to be hard.
Go back to Clinton.
You have to resolve what's happened with Bob Menendez, because under the Supreme Court decision in the McDonald case, the Republican governor of Virginia, it is not at all clear that he can be convicted of bribery. There's an ethics committee investigation
now. I need to bring us back onto this path. Guys, stop.
Democrats won't say it.
I'm so glad. I love you both, but I'm thinking of Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, and I'm thinking it's a good thing this isn't the table. Look, Bob Schrum, just real quick, to Paris's point. The Democrats, should John Conyers step down?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. Next. I mean, so yes, you think he should, for the allegations and the idea that he paid off.
And how do you think Democrats are handling it?
He paid a $27,000 settlement. He should no longer be chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and the right thing for him to do is resign from Congress.
Okay. There you go. Paris? That's what you wanted.
And that's his point. And I think it's up to the House to come up with that. And I think it's up to the voters in Alabama to figure out what they want to do with Roy Moore, not Mitch McConnell, Kellyanne Conway, or the president. It's up to the voters of Alabama, and it's up to the House to figure out what they want to do about an existing sitting member in the House, and the same thing with Bob Menendez in the Senate and with Al Franken in the Senate.
Well, Al Franken himself called for an ethics investigation. He asked to be investigated. Look, we are heading into the Thanksgiving day tomorrow. I'm going to ask you both. You got 30 seconds. Paris, something you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for this platform, and I'm grateful for the support of my friends and my family and everyone who that understands that we have these freedoms in America. This is a greater country.
Bob, are you grateful to come on our program?
Sure, and I'm grateful for the people who have stood up to Trump, who've come out in these elections in Virginia, in New Jersey. You're going to see it all over the country next year. And I also have to say,
real quick,
I never thought I'd say this. I'm grateful for, like, Ronald Reagan. I often disagree
all right.
with him.
Thank
Bob
you.
Trump, Bob Trump, thank you. Paris Dinard, thanks so much.
In a very different way.
You're listening to Hear It Now.